Tony Bailiff of the Southside Aces is here, and that little song clip just about says it all about the Aces. Playing lively dance music with the crowd getting into it, the Aces plays for a lot of Mardi Gras parties, which by tradition is the last big thing of carnival season.
We think about it these days in terms of some sort of, in the age of videos, in the age of television, where we see the wild behavior of the people on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. But this kind of behavior has been going on for centuries all around Mardi Gras.
Tony, the Southside Aces plays a song which has become identified with every Mardi Gras celebration.
Yes, it's Mardi Gras New Orleans. It's right there in the title. It's an old Professor Longhair number, and everyone plays it from Zydeco bands to brass bands to jazz bands, and we play it. We played it forever, and it really kind of captures, I think, the spirit and feel of your party, of your Mardi Gras party.
Yes, and you can even hear the band and others laughing and joking while the whistling solo is taking place, and then, of course, the whole band swings right back into the number.
How about the whistle?
Eric Jacobson on the sousaphone, everybody!
Wild behavior have you seen at Mardi Gras celebrations that you wouldn't have expected from the people who come to your shows?
There's just a spirit of trying things maybe that they might not have tried before.
We're speaking with Tony Bailiff of the Southside Aces, a group that's experienced at playing Mardi Gras. And to play for this occasion, Tony, you look for songs with a certain kind of feel.
Yes, we do a lot of playing for swing dances, and playing for Mardi Gras is not playing for a swing dance. It's and so there's a deep part of our repertoire that has the songs like Mardi Gras New Orleans or Bogalusa Strut, these songs that really are designed for get people out on the dance floor, even if you don't know a thing about dancing. And we just want to get people to move their bodies around out on that dance floor and just have a really good time. And certainly Bogalusa Strut has that feel about it. I like to say they're songs that make your hips.
Speaking with Tony Bailiff of the Southside Aces, you play for so many different kinds of dances that there's a certain kind of song that you play at a certain time in the evening when you know that the people want to dance, but they might be a little too shy, and this kind of number gets them over the top, gets them to the dance floor.
Yes, this song is a song that Louis Armstrong recorded. It's called Skokiane, and it just has a feel of hey, I can dance to this, and it really does loosen some inhibitions. It's what we like to call, or what I like to call, a New Orleans rumba. That's what I say to the band. Hey guys, we need to do this with New Orleans rumba style, and it's a kind of a loose street brass band feel. And this song, it's really fun for us to play, and just has a spirit of getting people out on that floor.
Tony, after the Southside Aces Mardi Gras shows, what do people tell you?
You guys are so fun. That I have heard that so many times at the end of these shows, and it is us having fun. I mean, that's the best part of my job, is that I get to just have a blast. And when we're doing these Mardi Gras shows, we probably amp that up just because we feel such a kinship to that celebration. It's, you know, in terms of brass band and New Orleans style jazz bands, it's our major holiday of the year.
So when they tell you, you guys are so fun, you know you did your job.
Yes. Yeah, well, job well done.
Southside Aces plays for Mardi Gras, plus for concerts and dances all year long. For information, it's southsideaces.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.